The Palestinian Authority's new government was thrown into question today as the Prime Minister-designate Mahmoud Abbas stalked out of a meeting with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. The two men have been feuding about the makeup of the new cabinet, especially the key position of security chief. The feud is sparking international concern because the establishment of the new government is the trigger for publishing the U.S.-backed roadmap for the Middle East peace process. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem and joins us now. Peter, Abbas was due to present his new cabinet to Palestinian lawmakers tomorrow. What happened?
Well, then most everything was thought to be worked out as far as the new cabinet was concerned. It is said to include a few Arafat critics, people who would presumably be loyal to Abbas first and foremost, and also some Arafat loyalists. It was seen as kind of a compromise. Deals had been hammered out in a series of meetings in recent days. But the biggest sticking point from the beginning was the issue of the security forces. Palestinians have a slew of security branches, all with their own leadership right now, and one of Abbas's key reforms was to consolidate those forces under a single command. And obviously the person in charge of those forces would be extremely powerful, and Arafat has taken an extremely close interest in that. He's not happy with Abbas's choice, and that's the former Gaza Strip security chief Mohammed Dahlan. But Abbas does favor Dahlan, and what I'm told is that after a very testy and stormy meeting tonight, Abbas walked out and said he'd had enough, and that's where it sits at the moment.
Why is Arafat so opposed to Dahlan being in charge of security forces?
It's a question of independence. They've clashed in the past, and Arafat clearly likes to have to be the most important person in the Palestinian Authority. He's a veteran fighter, military commander. He is always very much aware of where the arms are, where the people are who are in charge of them. He has never shared the international goal of bringing these security branches together. He's very suspicious of that, and especially if that control would be outside his grasp. And so this is where we have the standoff at the moment.
How big a setback would it be if this government is not presented in the coming days?
Well, the background to this is that the Bush administration has recently yielded to pressure from Great Britain and has agreed to unveil the so-called roadmap for Mideast peace once Abbas presents his new government and assumes office. The roadmap is backed by the U.S., the EU, UN, and Russia. It calls for a three-year timetable for a Palestinian state. It has many problems. There's reservations on both sides from Israel and the Palestinians, but it is the only option on the table at the moment. And certainly with the feeling that attention may return to the Middle East once the war in Iraq settles out to a certain extent, people were extremely hopeful that there could be some progress on this front. And if this falls, this government falls, then certainly there will be a setback, a delay at the very least, not to mention many questions about who could then take over as prime minister designate as to getting the peace process started again.
Okay, NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem. Thanks very much, Peter.
Thanks, Lynn.